The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate podcast, the show that is part of the Simply Luxurious Life online destination, cultivating true contentment, the art of living a life of quality over quantity. Visit the blog, The Simply Luxurious Life, at our simplified URL, tsll.co, or thesimplyluxuriouslife.com to find the show notes for each podcast episode, as well as much more weekly content to elevate your everyday and deepen your contentment. From a Monday motivational post, recipes, videos of the cooking show series, style and decor inspiration, French and British inspired content, and readers' favorite regular weekly post, This and That, which is posted each Friday morning. Now to today's episode.
Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. I'm your host, Shannon Abels. And whether you're listening on your commute, exercising, working in the garden, or sitting down with a hot cup of tea or a cafe au lait, thank you for tuning in. Let's get started.
Welcome to the 352nd episode of The Simple Sophisticate, and welcome to March. We are beginning a brand new month that will bring in a brand new season in a few 3 weeks with a topic about bringing in more aha moments to your life. I don't know about you, but I'll take more anytime. So how do we do it? It is not something that just happens by chance. There really are things you can do to welcome more aha into your everydays. But before I get to that, as soon as I saw the first episode of this new series, I said, this is a petit plaisir. Anglophiles of the show are going to enjoy it. And I look forward to sharing it with you at the end of today's episode. So stay tuned. You'll have a good chuckle and you'll be transported to the modern day English countryside that is pristine, beautiful, and a lot of fun to watch. All right. So let's get to the main topic of today's episode. How to experience more aha moments in our lives. I want to begin with a quote that comes from a book that inspired most of, but not all, of today's episode. Quote, "It's not a matter of luck or magic. This is simply how your brain works. So take a break every now and then and let your brain do what it does best." This comes from a new book written by Michael Hyatt and Megan Hyatt Miller, who are authors of Mind Your Mindset, The Science That Shows Success Starts with Your Thinking. And so let's dive right into this truth. It really is what our brain wants to do. We have to open the doorways or the neurological pathways, so to speak, to let this happen. Did you know that one of the Beatles' most of many famous songs came to Paul McCartney simply upon waking up in the morning? When he was at the age of 21, he woke up humming a tune that initially he titled Scrambled Eggs. It is now better known as Yesterday. Here's another example of an aha moment. The founder of IKEA, Ingvar Kamprad, came up with the concept that lays at the foundation of the now internationally recognized company. Modular furniture makes home decor more accessible. When did he come up with this idea? While working at a furniture store, a customer who had purchased items for their home could not fit it into their car and had to disassemble the legs from the table in order to drive it home. Here's one more. If you have ever wanted to thank the person who made it easy and fuss-free to have your caffeine boost in the morning, thank German housewife Melita Benz, who, tired of, quote, percolators prone to overbrewing coffee, espresso-type machines leaving grounds in the drink, and linen bag filters being tiresome to clean, came up with the drip coffee machine using blotting paper from her son's school notebook. Her idea was patented in 1908. Her grandchildren continue to this day to head the Melita Group KG with more than 3,300 employees in 50 companies, end quote. All based on a simple idea that no one had thought so simple before, and patented under the title Filter Top Device Lined with Filter Paper. Aha moments can pertain to any number of areas of our world and our lives. Yes, they may prompt us to come up with a promising business idea, such as Sarah Blakely and Spanx. But more often, aha moments are seemingly out of nowhere discoveries that pop up in our minds, giving us clarity, insight, and direction about something that speaks to our true self and how to move forward. Webster's Dictionary underscores and elongates the enumeration of what we are gifted with in such aha moments, writing, a moment of sudden realization, inspiration, insight, recognition, or comprehension. And I don't know about you, but these moments, these aha moments, and I've capitalized, if you visit the show notes, I've capitalized aha and moments, so capital A, capital M, are a thrill to experience. The dopamine, no doubt, floods our minds, and the joy and lightness in our step feels spontaneous when it arrives. We figured it out, whatever that it might be. Who wouldn't want more of these moments? And the exciting news I want to share with you today is that you can cultivate an environment, i.e. your daily life, to do just that. In the book, Mind Your Mindset, authors and husband and wife team, Michael Hyatt and Megan Hyatt Miller, share neuroscience and psychology research that demonstrates the power of the stories we tell ourselves and accept. Mind you, not all the stories we tell ourselves are constructive, least of all, always accurate. And so for a portion of the book, they examine and reveal how to change the stories in our mind to live a more fulfilling journey of discovery and success, which brings us to aha moments. In order to change the stories that are limiting us from realizing our full potential and experiencing all that life can be when we gather up our courage to engage fully and with our true selves, we have to rewire our neurons. And without getting too complicated, we have to start thinking new thoughts. The authors go on to explain that while oversimplified, the brain does have a division of left and right, even though not physically divided, as each communicates with the other, which is how aha moments can occur. They explain that the left side is the executive network side, which guides our conscious self. Quote, it thinks about what you tell it to. The right side is the default network side, which loves novelty and creativity and operates largely in your subconscious, end quote. Understanding this construction and function of the brain is crucial to enabling more aha moments to be a part of your daily life. Why? I want to share a quote from the book to answer that question. Quote, to find creative solutions to your problems, you need to get this second part of your brain, the default network, into action. This is the right side we're talking about here now. This vast network of slower firing neurons is highly adaptable. It can be endlessly reconfigured to provide new thought and connections. Sure, this takes longer than using conscious thought, the left side or executive network side, but it's highly effective, end quote. Which leads us to revealing the answer to the question, how do we experience more aha moments in our daily lives? let's take a look at 7 ideas that you can incorporate into your life right now. Number 1, consciously choose to not be physically working, I put that in air quotes, all the time. Often work is only deemed as work if we can see something changing physically. So physical labor, so cooking, cleaning, drawing, writing, correcting papers, anything that someone could walk into the room or an office or a workspace and say, physically, I can see you working. However, even Leonardo da Vinci took regular moments, even days, to not be physically working on the grand painting, the grand masterpiece, The Last Supper. But that didn't mean he wasn't working. His mind was busily meandering, not necessarily being directed by his left brain, but giving space and time to just meander about all that he held in his subconscious, letting his right side of the brain gradually discover connections that on the surface might seem completely disparate. So that's 1. Regularly make time to not always be physically doing something. And I'm talking about the times when you're awake, when you're conscious, you're awake. It's the middle of the day, in the morning, the evening, the afternoon, wherever, when you're not taking a nap or sleeping. Just be. Just choose to physically not be working. 2, make time for tasks unrelated to the problem. I'll put that in air quotes. So it's whatever you're trying to figure out. And make sure this task is somewhat quotidian, so everyday, mundane, something you don't have to think about too much, to give your full attention to that quotidian task. So in other words, monotask on something that's pretty regular, pretty routine in your day, but don't think about anything else intentionally. So for example, from walking to cooking to eating a meal to gardening, any task that requires your full attention. So if you're in the kitchen cooking, just throw yourself into that task. Let yourself just be there and let your mind just wander. Get lost in it and let yourself thoroughly enjoy it. But make sure this task is not related to your work. So if you are a chef, don't step into your cooking kitchen where you create meals for customers and try to create a new recipe, right? Only step into a kitchen that's not related to what your work is to relax, to get away from that, whatever your work life is. So that's the example. But you get the idea. It has to be something separate that's not intentionally trying to solve a problem. And do this regularly. So seemingly out of nowhere, when you do this regularly, so if I'm cooking or if I'm walking or if I'm sitting down to enjoy a nice dinner, you're going to be surprised how seemingly out of nowhere ideas will arise, but not if you force them to. And while not every time you step into the kitchen, using the example of cooking, you are giving your subconscious space to move about because your left side of the brain is taking a break. All the more reason to strengthen that mindfulness muscle through meditation so that you can be fully present in whatever you're doing, whether it's personal pleasure, work related, whatever. But when you step away from the work, when you step away from whatever maybe is causing, I don't know what to do here, that's actually going to help you. So that's 2. Make time for tasks unrelated to the problem that are somewhat quotidian to give yourself full attention to this task and just see what your subconscious might find. 3, exercise vigorously. And I'll define what I mean by vigorous. The reason I use that adverb vigorously is because when you are fully engaged with your workout, a long run, a cycling class, a yoga class, climbing a wall, swimming at a swift pace, your mind is held in the present moment, which actually lets your subconscious dance about. Yep, it gets to wander and meander seemingly aimlessly. But what it, your subconscious, is actually doing is very helpful. You just need to give it space to do that work and the time to connect any dots that you, your conscious mind, cannot see or understand. So regularly, all the more reason for physical health, obviously we know it's important, but for coming up with aha moments, which will come up with ideas to help you figure out which direction to go, what decision to make to lead a more fulfilling life. Exercise vigorously. Okay. 4, take a nap. Yep, take a nap. I was going to include this idea in 2. which is an everyday task or a regular task that doesn't require a lot of effort. Clearly, napping does not require a lot of effort, but it is a little different because napping makes us unconscious. We are not awake in our surroundings. So similar to getting a good night's sleep, taking a nap is good for cultivating creativity and fostering more ideas to arise. Because when you wake up from a nap, and we'll talk about a whole night's sleep here in a second, when you take a nap for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, you will wake up with sharper ideas and a clearer mind. Now, on the topic of a good deep night's sleep, which researchers define as at least 7 hours, such a regular health habit is vital to being able to experience aha moments. So if you're napping but you're not getting a good night's sleep, you're not going to have aha moments. It really does start with having a good night's sleep. It affects everything in our days, as we know, but it absolutely affects aha moments. As we know, while we sleep, our brain is cleaned of toxins. Certain thoughts are moved to long-term memory while others are swept away or taken deeper into the subconscious as deemed unnecessary for the conscious task we regularly tend to. There are many people, myself included, who go to sleep at night with a question about a particular situation and wake up with the ideas anew for best approaching it. Or I go to sleep with a worry and wake up having completely forgotten about that particular worry because the mind, based on our past experience and habits, deems it unimportant. Phew. Is all I have to say in those situations. But to understand more fully what the benefits of getting a good night's sleep are, which include enabling it to then grasp onto aha moments when we are conscious, I wrote a post a handful of years ago titled 9 Benefits of Getting a Good Night's Sleep. And I talk more in depth about what I just mentioned there. And I've included that link on the show notes. So that's 4. Now, before I get to the final 3 ways you can welcome more aha moments into your daily life, I have 2 sponsors I'd like to introduce you to, and I'll be right back in about 2 minutes. For as long as I can remember, I've always wanted thicker, longer hair. And if you are someone as well who has not been 100% happy with your hair, I would like to introduce you to Vegamore. Not only am I finally seeing results, but I am finally getting the hair I have always wanted. Vegamore has transformed my hair. Their holistic approach to hair health uses smart botanicals that promote visibly thicker, fuller, longer looking hair. And with the help of Vegamore, get healthy, beautiful looking hair without the use of harmful chemicals. All their products are cruelty free and never contain parabens or hormones. Vegamore has something for everyone looking to improve their hair health. The Grow Revitalizing Shampoo and Conditioner Kit works together to create visibly thicker hair and improve hair from the roots. Just massage the shampoo into your scalp for 60 seconds and then follow up with conditioner. It's that simple. Having Vegamore as a go-to shampoo and conditioner to improve my hair health, it's easy to swap out and make your new routine. There's no extra steps. Just shampoo, rub in for 60 seconds, and then rinse. Add the conditioner, rinse, and you're beginning to nourish the hair that you wish to see. With Vegamore, there is no risk when trying because they have a 90-day money-back guarantee. But with 91% of customers saying they saw visibly thicker hair with Vegamore in just 3 months, you won't want to run out. As a Simple Sophisticate listener, get the hair you have always wanted with Vegamore. Go to vegamore.com/sophisticate and use code sophisticate to save 20% on your first order. That's vegamore.com/sophisticate, code sophisticate to save 20% at vegamore.com/sophisticate. The Simple Sophisticate is also sponsored by Brooklinen. Spring is almost here. And as there's nothing quite like a fresh start, what better time to freshen up things inside, too? Brooklinen has the home essentials that you need to step up your space and step into the new season. Brooklinen makes sheets that drove the internet wild and have been keeping people comfy ever since. Their classic and luxe sheets are made to meet the needs of hot and cold sleepers and always look as good as they feel. Having had the opportunity to sleep in their sheets, I can attest they are super soft, but also breathable, which enables a wonderful deep night's sleep. They work directly with suppliers, so you're never caught in the middle when it comes to getting the highest quality materials at a great price. With over 100,000 five-star reviews, it's no wonder that they're a go-to for stepping up all things winding down. Looking to elevate your space and your R&R style? Brooklinen has you covered with their luxurious super plush towels and robes that bring the spa home to you. And if you get overwhelmed with overhauling your space, don't stress. Brooklinen's bundles put everything you need into one place. They have options for bed, bath, or both. Even better, when you bundle, you save time and money. As a Simple Sophisticate listener, you get to shop online at brooklinen.com for a home refresh at its best and save. For a limited time, get $20 off plus free shipping on orders of $100 or more with code SIMPLE. That's brooklinen.com, code SIMPLE for $20 off. And for all those looking to see and feel the comfort in real life, you can now shop Brooklinen's sheets, towels, and more in person by visiting a store near you. All right, welcome back. Let's dive right back in on how you can experience more aha moments in your everydays. Number 5, prioritize play. In 2017, after reading Alex Soo-Young Kim Pang's book, Rest, Get More Done by Doing Less, I was inspired to write episode 137 of this podcast and dispel the idea that we must always be doing in order to live a fulfilling and even, dare I say, productive and successful life. What Pang points out, along with so much more, is that rest need not be sitting on the sofa, although it can. Rest includes giving your mind, in this case our left side, a break, and letting ourselves play, have fun, and return to many activities that we once enjoyed as a child. In Dr. Mike Rucker's recent book, The Fun Habit, he concludes, quote, "If you want a twist of fate, start twisting. Choosing fun every day in small, seemingly superficial ways can, over time, lead to new patterns of behavior, new and better choices," end quote. And I've included the link to episode 137, which I titled An Everyday Necessity, Deliberate Rest. And we dive deep into what he shares with regards to science and how we generally do not need to be physically doing something all the time. In fact, it might be actually counterintuitive. So that's number 5, prioritize play. Number 6, enjoy a lazy weekend or day regularly. And I put lazy in air quotes for a reason. So let me explain. One of the direct points addressed in Mind Your Mindset regarding stories is what or how we should live. And all of the ideas in any culture are rooted in stories we accept. So often the image is presented, at least it was to my generation, Gen X, in our youth by our parents and grandparents, was that sitting in front of the boob tube, as they would call it, was akin to being lazy. Now, don't worry, I am not advocating for plopping ourselves down regularly for hours and days and weeks on end, mindlessly watching whatever. But sometimes we need time to sit down on the sofa and just rest, to physically not move and, say, peruse magazines, books, newspapers, watch something or have something on in the background, listening to podcasts, for example. And with either of these, the podcast or the television, not really paying attention to it necessarily, but it helps to create an environment sometimes urging us just to be still with no purpose. So when we are still, when we rest, when we are idle physically with no directive for our mind to attend to or a task to physically complete, the right side of the brain becomes quite happy and starts to make connections or attempts to make connections to see what might be possible. The authors in Mind Your Mindset suggest if you are trying to figure something out, you can point your mind in a direction you wish it to travel, something that, you know, let's try to figure this out, for example. Not necessarily having an idea of what it will be, but just pointing it in the right direction. But then you need to let go. Let go and go about relaxing and tootling about with no objective in mind. And what you are enabling your brain to do is something actually quite constructive. So long as you do this regularly, your mind will begin to offer you ideas that seem initially as if they came out of nowhere. But you and I, we know differently. So that's number 6. Regularly enjoy a lazy weekend or day. And number seven, last but not least, feed your mind with a diverse serving of ideas and experiences. The only way unique and awesome aha moments can come to the forefront of your conscious mind is if you continue to remain curious about life. Since you were a child, you have been exposed to a vast breadth of ideas, objects, experiences, people, and information. As an adult, you now have agency to choose to continue to explore new ideas, to deepen your learning, to see new places, experience new cultures, food, and anything that is not part of what you already know or think you know. By choosing to feed your mind with constructive nourishment, even if you don't know what you will do with that food, so to speak, that you receive, your subconscious holds on to these moments. And that is what it is dancing about with as you engage with each of the previous six ideas shared above. Which also means, so I think it's important to point this out too, mind what you feed your mind. Be conscientious about what you are exposed to, the information that swirls about, the words that are used, the attitudes, the energy, etc. All of this will determine the quality of your life. And when you then make space to exercise your right side of the brain, beautiful and what may have seemed impossible discoveries will be made, and your life will change. So number seven is feed your mind with a diverse serving of ideas and experiences. Wishing you many aha moments in your near and distant future. If you'd like to take a look at the show notes for today's episode, you can visit the blog at thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast352. So 352. And I'll be back with an Anglophile find, a British find. I think you will enjoy. I'll be right back. So this past Friday, I was sitting down to enjoy Death in Paradise. So the long-running viewer favorite British cozy mystery series set in St. Marie, the fictitious St. Marie, in its 12th season. And it was concluding on Friday. But what I didn't know, and so I hadn't even included this in this and that yet, which I will be doing this coming Friday, but I want to give you all a heads up about it, is that there's a new series that is a spin-off from Death in Paradise. And this is why I know this is going to be a hit. They brought back one of the most favorite DI inspectors that starred in Death in Paradise. They're bringing back DI Humphrey Goodman, who is Chris Marshall. And you may recall that he also was in Love Actually. He is also in Sanditon, the current season or the current show Sanditon. But D.I. Humphrey returns and stars in this series, and the series is called Beyond Paradise, and it is set in England. In fact, it's set on in a coastal town in Devon. And so right then and there, when I saw, I mean, I was going to watch it anyway, but as soon as it shared that it was set in Devon, the first countryside destination I visited and stayed in, I stayed in North Devon. But Devon is vast, as you all know. And I stayed right on the northern coast, right by the Bristol Bay. And I was like, ooh, I'm going to love this. And I was just absolutely delighted by what the first episode shared with viewers. So let me just walk you through this. So this is a brainchild of Robert Thorogood, who was the creator of Death in Paradise. He also has now created Beyond Paradise. And he is also someone who started to write cozy mysteries, and he started to write the Marlowe Mysteries, I believe is what it's called. I'll link to it in the show notes. And I've read his cozy mysteries. They're a lot of fun too. But anyway, so Beyond Paradise, as I mentioned, is set in a coastal town in Devon, England. And it welcomes D.I. Humphrey Goodman and his fiancée Martha Lloyd from London. And they are choosing this particular town because it is Martha, who is played by Sally Britton. It's her childhood hometown. Her mother still lives there. And so they're staying with her as the series begins. But they are settling down and they're looking for her to start a business, a cafe. And he just got hired as the DI there in the small town. And they just wanted to get away from London, the hustle and the stress of the city. And they're starting to think about starting a family, things like that. So alongside the lead comedic big name, Chris Marshall, who is just, he just has a unique comedic touch to him. He's hilarious and goofy, but also can be serious with that, his big eyes. And anyway, so he's in this, obviously, he's starring, but then they did something brilliant. They brought in one of the lead actors from Dairy Girls, Dylan Llewellyn, and he plays one of the understaff at the police station and is equally hilarious in his own way, just as you became attached to him in Dairy Girls. Maybe, I mean, at least I did. I just loved him in Dairy Girls. He has hilarity, but he also has spunk and physicality. He's the one who brings the chase scenes, basically. You know how all cozy mysteries have to have a chase scene in every episode? He's the one who's doing the chasing. At least it was in the first episode. So anyway, the first episode, the pilot, debuted this past Wednesday on BritBox, so February the 22nd. And if the pilot is anything to go on, this will be a fun, imaginative, and beautifully set new cozy mystery series to watch. Critics have described Beyond Paradise as Midsummer Murders meets Agatha Christie, and I have to agree. Let me play for you the 30-second trailer, and you can get a feel or a taste of what this series is all about.
You're the new fella at Shipton Station. Everyone's talking about it.
Yes, yes, I am. So what are they saying?
A bit odd.
So, why Shipton Abbott?
Well, Martha, my fiancée, was born here.
Please try not to create any more havoc.
I just prefer good old-fashioned policing. Everything is not quite what it seems. We were trying to prove something that never actually happened. Back on the case.
So if you have the opportunity to watch the trailer, and I'll include it on the show notes, just link through to the Petit Plaisir, you're going to see the idyllic beauty of the Devon coastline. It is stunning. And so if you enjoy Death in Paradise and the beauty of St. Marie, you are going to, if you're an Anglophile, it's different, obviously, but it's the same. And you also have the same camaraderie and playfulness and support and congeniality between the crew in the police station, which makes the crimes lighthearted in the sense of solving them and how they work together. Yes, there is a crime. There is usually a murder. But there's so much other that is not as dark as A Midsummer Murder. Not at all. I think you will enjoy it very much. So find Beyond Paradise, starring Chris Marshall as D.I. Humphrey Goodman, on BritBox. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Petit Plaisir, where each week ideas are shared to make the everyday all the more enjoyable. Tune in at the end of each episode, where I'll recommend a book, a film, a show, a recipe, anything that is a simple pleasure to satiate your sophisticated taste. Again, you can visit the show notes at thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/352. And you know what I'll be watching this Friday? Beyond Paradise. I do hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I'll be back in 2 weeks on March 15th. Bonne journée. Thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. For more ideas and inspiration throughout the week, visit the blog, The Simply Luxurious Life, with the shortened URL, tsll.co, or thesimplyluxuriouslife.com. For more in-depth exploration of how to cultivate your own unique, simply luxurious life, pick up my new book, which became both a bestseller and number one new release in France Travel, The Road to Le Papillon, Daily Meditations on True Contentment, available in all four formats for your preferred reading or listening. My first book, titled Choosing the Simply Luxurious Life, and my second book, Living the Simply Luxurious Life, are also available in each of the four formats. Readers can now join the more intimate The Simply Luxurious Life international community by becoming members of the blog, which offers the benefits of ad-free reading site-wide, unlimited access and exclusive access to content on the blog, such as the monthly A Couple Moments with Shannon video chat, tours of my home Le Papillon, the monthly What Made Me Smile post, and monthly Ponderings post, as well as the exclusive opportunity to enter all of the giveaways during the annual French and British weeks. To stay caught up on all things Simply Luxurious, the podcast, blog post, the cooking show, and receive exclusive news as well as an extra dose of inspiration to jumpstart each new month, subscribe to the Simply Luxurious Lives free monthly newsletter arriving on the last day of each month in your inbox. There is also a weekly newsletter, which is also free, and arrives each Friday to keep you caught up on the recent weekly posts on the blog. Enjoy with a hot cuppa or cup of morning coffee and stay in the know about all things Simply Luxurious. Look for two new episodes of this podcast on the first and third Wednesday of each month. And until next time, I'm your host, Shannon Abels. Thank you for tuning in. Bonne journée.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.